You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has opened its doors for the final time of this trading week, so it's time for the opening with Nick Kunze from Sanlam Private Wealth. Tech is the big story this morning. After the bell last night, after the New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ and everything else closed, out came the titans. What happened?
Morning, Lindsay. Tech, they were calling it the Super Thursday, and it certainly lived up to the name because those numbers were an absolute blowout. We had Apple, Amazon, Facebook, and Google, or Alphabet, as other people know it as. They literally were monster numbers. They all beat. Apple was a surprise. Let's get this into context, Lindsay. Apple's market cap just last night. Now, if anyone who were listening to the show and yesterday, you'd have, we were speaking about the tech titans being grilled in front of Congress. I mean, if anyone spotted the irony about being dominant players, Apple's market cap jumped by $100 billion in the first hour after the close.
Wow.
It's currently up 7% pre-market. Saw its revenues rise 11%. Amazon saw its biggest profit in its 26-year history.
40%, wasn't it?
Yeah. Pre-tax profits doubled to $2.5 billion.
Mm.
So, I mean, it's just one after another. And I guess it's starting to turn out for me anyway, almost like a tale of two different markets. You know, you've got on the one side, you've got the struggling businesses, and the other side, in this lockdown, you've got this COVID-19 lockdown businesses that are just continuing to print money. I mean, these numbers are extraordinary. And hot on the heels of that GDP number, the worst print since in 72 years, where the average person on the street is literally battling to make ends meet, you've got their clients, the likes of Amazon, etc., are just printing cash. So, it's a very difficult market to try to dissect now, because it really is, as I said, a tale of two different markets.
Amazon, I can understand. I think their revenue was up 40%, and as you say, these were record-beating numbers. And I can understand that because people are buying from home. Again, it begs the question, when things do settle down, maybe in 6 months' time or in 2 years' time, do people stop that retail behavior, or do they continue it? And this thing continues its extraordinary run. And also, are people buying more phones, Apple devices, because they are at home and using them more rather than using the office equipment? I just don't understand it myself.
I also find, like, the irony, Lindsay, which is it just beggars belief. The American economy, during the exact period these guys are reporting, the exact 3 months, the U.S. economy shrunk by 9.5%. Yet these guys had record profits. So it really is, the disparity is extraordinary. That was the big one.
Yeah, anyway, Alphabet's revenue, I think, fell for the first time in its 16-year history. It fell by 2%, but that was a beat as well. Market was expecting worse. And the reason there is, I think, that there is so much competition, so much extra competition now for advertising, that Google and the parent company Apple didn't quite keep up. But anyway, it still did very well indeed. Anything on the stock exchange news service this morning? Looks pretty quiet, actually. Anything there in your morning meeting?
Zero.
I thought so.
I always do a diary for the day ahead. So, I mean, let's just jump straight to that, because there's nothing due locally in South Africa, economic or corporate. And I could find very little in SENS. And I also trawled the sort of broker notes, because normally there's a couple of upgrades or downgrades. And there was nothing this morning. So, I mean, if we look abroad, where things are probably going to be the most action, this afternoon we do have the Commerce Department's going to release the consumer spending data. That's quite a decent market mover. So that's due this afternoon in other states. We're looking for a rise of 5.5%. We have some data from University of Michigan, consumer sentiment numbers, that's due as well. And then the only two numbers, the oil majors are out today. We've got ExxonMobil, that's out. That's pretty quite an interesting one as well, given the weak oil and gasoline prices. And we've got Chevron Corp as well. Also across the pond, your side of the world, we have economic GDP releases from Europe. And we're looking for 15% contractions in France and Italy. And I think they're looking for 11 or 12% in the Eurozone as a whole. So, yeah, locally nothing, but offshore in Europe and the US, we should keep things a bit busy. There's quite a bit coming out.
Spot prices look like this. 16.79 is the dollar rand. British pound against the rand is 22.07. Euro rand is 19.97. About to change its big figure from 19 to 20. Euro on a charge. Euro dollar. Oh, goodness me, look at this thing. I'm going to have to say it's 1.19. I'm going to have to say that the dollar is 119, and we were talking about it just a week or so ago, saying, look at it, it's going to go through 115 or 116. It's gone 300 basis points in a week. It's massive.
It is massive, Lindsay. And those who aren't traders, I can't go on enough about how a 300 to 400 point basis point move in the most traded currency in the world is unprecedented. It is enormous. In fact, it was trading about 115, and we were talking about that we think the theme should be this weaker dollar. But I had in my head, I kind of had almost like a year end price of 120 on the euro dollar. That's what I was thinking. Oh, we could do it next week at this rate. It's unbelievable the speed of the move of the dollar weakness.
And
of course, on the back of that, you can off you go.
Yeah, exactly. On the back of that, leading nicely into that, a nice segue into the gold price, which this time last evening when we were talking to David Shapiro, the gold price was in the 1940s. It's now 1972.5, which is up $15.5. Platinum is 914, which is up 9. Palladium is where, Nick?
Yeah, also bouncing back nicely, up $15, 0.75%, back at the big number, 2,100 is the number on that number.
Okay, how about performance of the Dow, S&P and NASDAQ last night, and then we'll contrast it to what's happening on the futures market now?
Yeah, so last night was a bit of a mixed bag. I mean, the NASDAQ ended up positively last night, I guess ahead of those tech numbers. So we had the Dow Jones, though, down 225 points or 0.9%. We had the best S&P also a little bit of a soggy session, down 12 points or 0.4%. And the NASDAQ was the flip side, as we've seen of recent, to that real tale of two markets. The NASDAQ actually gained 0.4%. So let us know where we are now. Can you see the numbers?
Yes, I can. I just want to reference that NASDAQ performance because at one stage in the afternoon, just before the opening, it was down around about 1.5%, or the futures were anyway. And then it turned around to close up, as you say, 0.4%. So that was a short-term technical reversal, which the technicians will enjoy. NASDAQ futures at the moment, Nick, because of Apple mainly, up around about 0.9% to 10,888. Three fat ladies, 888. And the S&P futures, which is also doing well, not quite as well, but they're okay, and up about 0.25%. Well, let's call it 0.3% for the S&P. So it looks like a strong session this afternoon.
It is a strong session. If I can just quickly add those Apple numbers, also announcing last night that a 4-for-1 stock split, which the market always loves for the little punters now that it can buy the shares cheaper. So 4-for-1 split also adding to the buying
interest. Yeah, Robin Hood and his merry men will be licking their lips on that one, for goodness sake. Nick, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to have a look at the movers so far on a quiet morning, certainly quiet news morning anyway, and see what we've got after some interesting moves yesterday. As I scroll down my screen, I've got the ones that matter. Harmony up 6.25%, RB Platts up 5%, DRD Gold up 4.6%, Goldfields up 4.1%. Predictable stuff. Rand under pressure, gold price approaching all-time highs. Sappy down 2.4% following yesterday's results, or the day before's results. Redefine down 1.5%. Absa Group down 1.5%. Growthpoint down 1.5%. Any others?
No, but I would like to pivot back to the Rand. I mean, you and David were speaking about possibility with that IMF, you know, a little bit of a front running. And I must tell you, the Rand weakness this morning completely against the trend of this weak dollar and other EM currencies. So maybe there's some truth in that story, because the Rand is continuing looking like it's going to push towards that 17 level. So very much Rand weakness. But and also, I also want to add Harmonies.
Yes.
We have spoken about it a couple of times. Keep an eye on the share. Its current valuation, I had it this morning, it's about 66 billion Rand market cap, which would put it within the top 40.
Ah.
So they reweight that index at the end of this month. So just keep an eye on that. There might be some guys that need to buy this for the index trackers. So
good
that's
point.
One for the traders out there. Stick that on your watch list.
Okay, very good. Good point. Indices after 43 minutes of trading, please, Nick, on this Friday.
Yeah, on this Friday, we've got a positive finish to the week if it stays where it is. Up 1.04% on the all share, 56,424, almost 600 points higher. And we have the top 40 tradable, even better, 1.11% up at 52,025. And individual indices, we are being led higher by energy shares, up almost 2%. Basic materials, it'll be your miners. That's up also 2%. Technology having a good day, 1.55%. And then on downside, I guess with this weaker Rand expected, the financials dragging us a little bit lower, 0.25% lower. Industrials down 0.6%, and telecommunications, down 0.83% today.
Okay. Now, we would normally speak at 5 o'clock for the 5 o'clock shadow, but both of us are doing other things. At precisely 16:33, because there's so much demand, so they have to give you a slot. I'm having my coronavirus test, which I'm not looking forward to, and you're going off on a social engagement. So have a great weekend, Nick. Thanks for all your contributions, and if I'm still here on Monday, I'll speak to you on Monday morning. That's Nick Kunze, Sandon Private Wealth. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.